course, the Tigale Emmanuel is the MP for Ikiro Rafiti, but she is also the opposition spokesperson on cyclone recovery. She's with us this morning. Kushla, kia ora anō.
More than a day or more than a koutou katoa?
Well, it's been a year. You were there in the thick of it all, and a chance now to reflect on what was done then. Obviously, Labor had the reins of power then, not so now. What stands out for you a year on, Kushla?
Oh, what stands out for me, Del? First of all, I just want to acknowledge everyone who's still dealing with the aftermath of Cyclone Gabriel, ka nui te mihi. And it was great to be on the ground in Wairoa as we commemorated 1 year, and to see the progress that has been made, but also what stands out is the massive work still to be done. And the concern, Dale, about the lack of commitment from the government for direct investment into kaupapa Māori and whenua Māori.
There was 63 mil earmarked for ongoing cyclone work, but you mentioned Wairoa. I mean, silt is still part of their everyday lives, isn't it, those who call Wairoa home?
Yeah, and I mean, obviously, I'm very pleased to hear that announcement, 63 million. It's just the concern about how it's going to get down to the grassroots. Already I have been receiving phone calls saying that, you know, how are they going to access that money? And I'm intrigued as to the lack of confidence in this government to commit to giving targeted funding to kaupapa Māori. There's a lot of Māori services providers quite capable of not only managing funds but delivering the services, as we saw during COVID, and we also saw it during the cyclone. We continue to see it.
There's a lot of nice rhetoric that comes out of about community and the willingness of Māori to contribute when there is a collective challenge. But yet, as you're pointing to, when it comes to who gets the dosh to do the clean-up, these Māori organisations, Māori companies, sometimes left out in the cold.
That's right. And I mean, you know, the rhetoric coming from the government is that we're fear-mongering. But I am concerned, Al. I'm concerned for the future of our kaupapa Māori services and what that means for not only whānau who receive the services, but non-Māori as well. We know, I mean, I think Penny Brown from Te Aitanga Mahaki put it so well when he addressed Grant Robertson, who was the minister of the day. He said our recovery approach was three-pronged. Our people, Māori people, and all other people. So it's not just, you know, they're painting a picture that kaupapa Māori services only benefit Māori. It's just not true.
Certainly not. You've been busy, and what I just touched on it with Veronica Tafoe, I'm sure you know, and Veronica was saying it's been such a start to the year, Kushla, what with Turunga Wawe Ratana Waitangi, and now into the thick of things, Three Waters repeals last night, maiden speeches, busy times politically. What are you making, for instance, of Three Waters repeal? You were in touch with a lot of smaller communities whose water access has long been compromised. What did you make of that repeal?
You know, Dale, we all know that sometimes we can make ourselves busy being busy, eh? And the government's done a really good job of making things look busy. But really what's been happening is 6 months on, all we're seeing is the unpicking of previous kaupapa. So in 6 months, they've undone a lot, and we're sitting in the house for 4 weeks so they can continue to undo things. The sad thing about the water services repeal bill is that it seems to have come about purely because of the fear about all the hard work Nanai and Mahuta did on this kaupapa and the fear of having a Māori representative. There was a comment made in the House, you know, about people, they don't want unqualified people sitting on those boards. Well, a lot of the mess we're in with our paiao and our whenua is because people who are not qualified to speak about the relationship and the tapu of our whenua and our ora have made decisions. So that's a concern. And that aside, Dale, the reality is it's the onus is being put back on councils who all vary. You know, you can't tell councils, they all have varying relationships with iwi and they can't afford it. So at the end of the day, the reality is ka ngaua no ngā reiti, rates are going to rise.
Tēnā koe, Kushla. Thank you for sharing some kōrero with us. We'll stay in touch and talk regularly. Mauri ore kā koe te tohine.
Kia ora, Dale. I just want to make one acknowledgement, Dale. Yesterday was my first time speaking in the House and I got a growling. I was corrected by the Speaker because I chose to mihi to the people still going through Cyclone Gabrielle 1 year on. And I've got to say, the tikanga matua I roto I au was to honour our tikanga first, and I had to do that mihi. So, you know, he was within his rights. According to the protocol of that whare, it wasn't the right thing to do, but according to my ngākau, it was.
Are you going to come up against this one, Kushla? It's a stiff one.